Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my lovely co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Is it warm there?
Yes, it is.
Did you get your air conditioning fixed yet?
Yes, I did, finally. We had to end up with the vice president, but we got a fix. Not of the United States.
Biden fixed it, yeah.
Okay, tonight's show, Navigating Hopscotch Reality. I love this. It's going to be a good one, I think. What in the heck happened, and how did reality get so confusing, and what seems to be true one day is totally different than the next? Are we hopscotching through it, or is it hopscotching through us? Navigating these times can be confusing and downright exasperating. You go to sleep in one reality, wake up in another. Things just change in minutes, hours, or days from one thing to the next. And I have named this hopscotch reality because it's just how it feels. Nothing is linear anymore. It's both exciting and confusing. And the team's going to help us understand it some tonight, and I've got my own notes. You're also welcome to send in questions if you'd like. You can send them to Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com. She's got her handy dandy computer, right?
I sure do.
Good.
We're eager to have your questions.
Yes, we are. Okay.
How can you do community consciousness when we're having a hopscotch reality? There's the question.
Well, that's it. Again, this is going to be really, well, you can ask it at the end and talk to the team.
I know. I think it's funny, actually, that part. Tolerance, it increases our tolerance level.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about astrology just for a minute. There's so much going on in the heavens, and we're in for about a three-year ride. And I said this last week, I'm going to say it again. Remember, astrology is an influence. And it's really important right now as we're hopscotching around not to get too hooked in, but to also understand that shadow stuff is popping up to the surface. It's just like it's being pushed up. And whatever's been in the shadow is stepped into the shadow, is showing up to say hello, remember me, and, you know. So we're definitely getting to look at our shadow stuff. And not always pretty, but wherever there's shadow, there's also a gift. So a lot of breaking down of the old to make room for the new. Have you noticed this one, Ronnie?
Oh, yes.
And what about the shadow stuff? Have you been noticing that?
Yeah, I found that the things I'm not pleasant about myself that I've really had to sit there and smile at and let it come through.
I've done a lot of that as well. And I've been doing so much personally review in terms of, we don't realize, I don't think a lot of, course you do a lot more company than I do, but this week is last week and a half or so, I've had a lot of company in. And and I've had a lot of children around. So I've, you know, generational kind of stuff. You know, where I've got four generations going on, it's quite a bit, you know, from it's amazing to me.
Are you noticing that they're all bringing up shadow, too, like a collective or all separate?
No, I would say very different than that. I'm seeing the younger generations dealing with it much differently, differently. This is what I'm in awe about. And that when the younger generations are around, their frequencies and light are so high that they tend to bring out the best and draw forward the best because of their vibration and frequency, so that when you're in it, you just feel this incredible amazing energy that you can't even describe. But, I mean, you know, we're all wanting to raise our frequencies, and they're coming in with these higher frequencies. It's just amazing to me.
Wow.
My little great-grandbaby killer queen, which is what I call her, she's just 5 months old. And we were out at the pool, and I was sitting by her playpen, and she was there laying in the playpen, and the frequencies coming off of her and the geometric symbols and so on, and I was just like, oh my gosh. So, and I've been riding on that wave still. I can still feel it. So I find that very fascinating. That was, when did I last see her? Sunday. And today's Thursday. I'm still feeling it. And I also saw how it impacted my daughter. Of course, my granddaughter holds this huge frequency, but it's just to watch everybody together, and it was very emotional for me to see how they had taken adversity and channeled it into positive, you know, determination and goals. And I'm in awe. I'm absolutely in awe. I have a very strong feminine line in my family. So that's the other thing, of course, I'm paying a lot of attention to. You know, it's fascinating. Hopscotch reality. I deem this as hopscotch reality because I think I was getting very frustrated, and that's what it felt like. I was sitting out at my computer one day, and I just went, this is hopscotch. Because nothing fit, and I'm sitting there thinking, did the team drop this into me with the visuals, or was this mine, and I've decided anymore, I can't tell the difference, so it doesn't matter. And even at that, I have no time to go back and try to figure it out anyway, so we're just moving too quickly. And for those of you who may or may not know the game of hopscotch, you know, we always assume that everybody knows that game, but there are people listening from other countries that may not. And you would draw on the ground with chalk three squares that you were going to hop into. They were of equal size in a row, linear. And then two squares where the linear line of the center of those three squares went up through the abutting walls of the two other squares. So you'd hop on one foot, hop, hop, hop. You'd get to the two separate squares, and on both feet, come down on them. You had one foot here, one foot here. And this, to me, was just so symbolic of where we are right now, a foot into reality, although it's more than two. And then, boom, take off again on one foot. And then, boom, 2 feet. And then 1 foot. I think it was two squares of 2 feet, of 1 foot. And then flip around and do it again. The goal of the game was to be able to stay on 1 foot and 2 foot and not mess up your feet. But the hopscotching to me was very symbolic of what we're going through right now, because that's how it feels. It feels like we're just, something can be true one moment, and 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour later, 8, 10, 12, 24, it's totally different. Sometimes 48. Have you noticed that one?
Yes, yes, yes. It's amazing, actually. Okay. I forget what's been hard because it's changing so much.
It's forcing us to stay in the now moment. Because if you don't pay attention, it's a little crazy-making. And that's why I said, you know, we're in for this 3-year ride where, to me, and so what I did with the hopscotch was linear, 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 parallel, two simultaneous experiences at the same time. And, of course, this is when I think my head's going to pop anywhere, explode. And then off to linear again, and another hop into parallel. And into me, again, very symbolic of what we're experiencing. And we're literally able to kind of make a choice. We kind of sit in the middle of these two realities. And this is where that choice to respond or react can completely jumble you. And I speak of this from experience, okay? We're always shifting in and out of parallel realities all the time, but it's never been this obvious before because it's moved so fast we didn't see it. And this shifting is what creates time. I mean, we're shifting so much faster. Now some of these parallel realities are actually popping in as our frequencies are rising up. And we can actually see ourselves momentarily having a choice. And I'm seeing this, it's so, especially with couples. Well, so-and-so broke up with me. And then they called me today like nothing had happened. Uh-huh. And I'm like, uh-huh. I'm seeing it with other people as well. It's, So, what you believed to be true yesterday is not necessarily what you're believing to be true today. And in other words, it really is like the Twilight Zone. You know? If anybody's in question, go back and watch some of those programs. And it's going to continue to change on an ever-increasing level. This, my friends, is ascension. And we're going to have more and more opportunities to make choices between other realities. We will. I'm seeing this, you know, we've talked a long time about subjective reality. Okay? Having all my family together, watching how each person experienced reality within the family structure. And how completely different their version of it was. And any mother who's ever raised children has had this experience where they've looked at one of their children, not necessarily all of them, and said, did you really grow up in my home? Are you sure? Because what you're telling me is not anything like what I experienced as a parent. I had two cousins, and it used to crack me up when they would talk about their, I knew them as we were older, and they talked about their version of reality when they were kids, and it was so completely different, it wasn't even remotely close.
I read in a book one day that if you want to get along with your sisters, you have to be able to accept the fact that their stories are really different than yours, and if you can do that, you can be friends.
There you go. And the truth is, they are different because we're in a subjective reality.
Exactly.
Okay. And now, with all the parallels starting to make themselves evident here and there, I'm not saying you're going to be inundated, but you are going to notice it. And please don't question, because you will question yourself. I actually was talking with Kate today. Eventually, she'll be able to hear this show. She's not been able to get on BBS radio, which makes me laugh. Talk about parallel reality. And she went in to get breakfast with her children, parked right in front of the restaurant. She's up in Northern California, up in wine country, and little tiny restaurant. All the windows were rolled up. Sunroof was closed because it was cold, and she locked the door. When she came out, all the windows were down and the sunroof was partially open.
Gosh.
And she was like, and it was a new car. There was just no way for this to happen. So, and again, just another flash of this parallel experience. Also, pay attention to how long it seems between anything that you do. Now, let's say you've got a close friend and you talk to them often on the phone, okay, every few days. But it feels like so much has happened in between your last conversation. It's actually confusing. It's like, I can't believe it's only been 2 days since we talked, and let me tell you about this and this and this and this. And so the paradox is, if time and space are shortening up, why does it seem so long? And I was kind of querying the team about this, and they said, because we're cramming so much into time. Okay. And things feel so speeded up that it feels, okay, interestingly enough, it's paradoxical. It actually feels like more has happened in a shorter period of time. And the other one is about our vibration and frequencies. And this is the reason we're experiencing these parallels and where they're popping in and out of our reality. Really popping in and out. As our vibration and frequencies are changing, becoming lighter, okay, and again, I've said this before, if we went back in time in a time machine, and now, you know, as far back as the 60s instead of way back, okay, we would appear as beings that are glowing. Yeah, that's how much light that we have taken on, almost angelic, but with no wings. And this is how much our vibration, because it's so accelerated. So this goes back to, no matter how you try, you cannot use any old belief system to try to gauge the new reality. This, I'm telling you, is going to be a real kicker for a lot of people who have studied their hinies off, learning all these different modalities and things that they are convinced are going to work, because it won't fit. Well, you can try to fit it, but it will make you crazy. My philosophy, bob and weave. Bob and weave. So how do we stay centered, and what do we do with all of this? Well, as we're ascending and raising and rising in vibration, of course, we're going to bump into parallel realities that have always been there, but we're not aware of. This is a great one, and I've had these all things that have happened just in this week. People who are ill, really ill, and had terrible prognoses from doctors. In one case, I have the husband who and wife who could not accept the prognosis and went to other doctors for opinions and got really confused and kind of depressed because they could not find anything consistent. This one doctor they went to was not in their insurance. But for the same disease, for the same problem, the procedure to move forward was so very different. I had somebody else who was in the hospital, and they were going to do something very radical to her. And it was, you know, it sounded, as I'm getting these emails from her cell phone, almost hopeless, and within a matter of what appeared to me to be hours, it could have been a day or so, I have no idea anymore, they took a totally different approach. So I'm seeing things change that fast. Another one, dear friend of mine, had cancer, removed, etc., went through chemo, terrible chemotherapy. A very unique situation, can't go into all the details because of all of you are so unique that, you know, someday you're all going to figure out who you are and you're going to go screaming in the night going, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? And I'm not allowed to, not yet. So You're going to get it very quickly here. And all of a sudden, she goes in for a checkup, a PET scan, and for the cancer, and the doctor says, well, you know, you've got a nodule in your lung. And kind of it said, you know, you had it before. I assume you're not going to do anything about it. And left her with that, with no explanation, after she had had a hysterectomy and gone through this horrendous chemotherapy that she was deathly allergic to. It's a miracle they didn't kill her with the chemo. And just before her session today, the team showed me the nodule and that it was absolutely was not cancer. And I was so grateful that they did it before the session because I just thought, oh, no. And sure enough, she had gone to the pulmonary specialist and he explained that it was not, nothing to worry about, so on and so forth. It was just such a relief. But again, change so fast. So fast. And it's about not holding on to anything, thinking all is lost in one moment, only to find out hours or a day or two later that everything's totally different. I mean, how much of this are you encountering, Ronnie? I'm really curious.
I don't think I quite see it that way. So it's fast changes for sure. Very fast changes. I think more than anything, I'm seeing people with really deep issues yanking those out very magically. Now, I haven't been working so much with cancer and so on. But one of the things that I'm fascinated by is somebody sent me a thing from Johns Hopkins where they sent out a big edict explaining how cancer is caused by toxicity and nutritional deficiencies and so on. Johns Hopkins, can you imagine?
Wonderful, wonderful.
And the other thing I heard 2 days later was on NPR that because the medical treatment for vets is so absolutely exorbitant, they're now working with a lot of alternative therapies throughout the military and the government. And for healing so that they can move to the next level. I heard those in 2 days, and I almost cried. It was so
that's
a big shift.
Wonderful news.
Huge shift, yeah.
Again,
very exciting.
Moving very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. Okay, hold on. Parallel realities, and I do, when you're faced kind of with two things, you actually get to choose, obviously. You're always a choice on Earth. But, again, I'm going to say, more than ever before, responding instead of reacting. And they've driven this one. You know, I get to be the guinea pig in many ways. I get to kind of walk through this stuff, and so that by the time the show comes around, I have plenty to talk about.
You're the research lab.
Basically, yes, the human guinea pig. Making choices. If you're working with beliefs and intentions, just imagine how much more powerful they can be and how incredibly fast they can manifest. Based on the fact that our frequency and vibration has risen, based on what you just said, Ronnie, how quickly they're accepting alternative modalities because medicine, this is brilliant, that medicine has now become so expensive that the only thing that makes sense is to go to alternative healing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to supplement. It won't be the be-all and end-all, but it definitely has a place. No question about it.
Well, both of those centers are kind of older strongholds, aren't they, for the other
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
However, beliefs and intentions need to line up. So if you write a belief and an intention today, okay, let's say you change your belief, an old belief from whatever to something new, realize that this is a belief you're carrying that's really not working for you. And you set an intention. I intend to experience my reality based around this new belief, whatever that is. You know, is it going to manifest tomorrow? And the answer is it could. Okay. But if it's really the opposite of the belief that you've been holding, okay, probably not. Notice I didn't say absolutely not. It depends on how much emotion and energy and willingness you put into the possibility and how much you love yourself to believe that it can really happen that quickly. Because this really is a time of magic and miracles. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, positively a time of magic and miracles.
Well, I just want to throw in this other thing, which is that the time-space thing is very different. I don't get the normal, like you say, maybe it'll happen tomorrow or whatever. It's kind of funny because time is so plastic right now. It's hard to make any comparative statement.
When you're not moving linearly, okay, that was the whole point of the hopscotch reality, Veronica, is that you're really not moving in the same kind of linear fashion. It's like hop, 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 2 feet out. You've got a foot in two different realities, back into linear, back into two realities, where you're actually able in those moments to make a choice. And this is why responding is so important instead of reacting. I mean, believe me, I've had the 2x4 to my head in the last week several times. Several times. And when it happened, I had to sit back and look at it and go, oh my God. And then try to explain to the other person, okay, that I was reacting instead of responding. A lot of emotion involved in this. Reacting instead of responding so that everything could calm down and then restructure, and then it all moves to another level. It's fascinating to me. I am continuously fascinated. And I know the team... because we are moving so quickly, things are moving so quickly. Lining up with different versions of people in our experience. Have you noticed this one where you've known somebody or seen someone and you all of a sudden connect, would be at a client or whoever, and you feel like you're talking to somebody who has gone through either a transformation or a shift or mm-hmm. something of that nature, where it's so radical that you're just like, and this may be what you're saying about the healing of old stuff, how fast it's manifesting, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they
and people look different in a matter of minutes. I mean,
oh my God,
it's always been that way in the work, but it's really, really different right now.
Thank you for bringing that one up. I saw someone the other day who I really was very concerned about whether or not they were going to live or die. Just having a great deal of difficulty on the planet, very high soul, but just it was just too much and they didn't really want to live. Literally, you know, whenever I talk to them, they'd say, look, I'm just trying to stay alive. Okay.
Not trying very hard.
Huh?
But not trying very hard.
Not trying very hard. Stopped by the other day, took one look at them and went, oh my God. Completely shifted. Boom. So, again, I'm just seeing so much happening and end of cycle. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I think putting it a little differently, I think that I feel like I'm absolutely separating from ways I've been. It's really weird talking about cycles.
Yes.
Like, oh wow, that's not me. I don't know who that is in there.
Well,
it's me
and
more than them. Yeah.
Yes, that's the end of the cycle. Is
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, my son is such a great case in point to me. He was talking about his father, and he's been doing a lot of life review around this. And as he does it, he's going to such depth with it. And he was very aware that when he came in to work out his karmic stuff with his dad, he's always said to me, stay out of it, this is between he and I. And
good
I do.
For him.
And watching him go through this has been very difficult to see him, you know, the hope that he had, the desire that he had in this lifetime, and he always carried that, to heal and make this wonderful and be able to assist him and so on and so forth. He actually remembers that his father was his son, and I guess I was his wife, and his father was our son. And he's remembered this since he was a young boy. So it's been kind of the reverse where he's tried to bring his dad along. And fascinating to watch as he lets go and revisits everything on his own. And I went to chime in something the other day, and he said, no, do not tell me your version of reality. I need to discover this on my own. And I went, wow. Wow, how cool is that? So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of it. Let me get into channel here. So, have you got the question?
You betcha. I've got two questions and one of my own.
Oh, good.
So far.
All right.
More questions, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's see if they have to. Yeah, it's fine. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you, Auntie.
All right. So, hopscotch reality. She's having a lot of fun with this one. Yes, she is. All right. We'll begin the question.
All right, here's one.
We said before we begin the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. My enthusiasm. Jumping the gun. Hopping my scotch.
All right. We don't want you all filled with fear around this. Or confusion. Thinking, oh my God, how am I going to know what's real and what's not? How do I know which one to choose? What do you mean I've got a choice? Oh, God, I can barely handle the one I've got. All right. If several things are showing up in your reality at the same time, or you sense that they are and you can feel yourself kind of in the middle, I can respond this way, or I can react this way, and the old me would react this way. And the me I prefer to be, the one that I know I really am, can respond. Now, for those of you who are risk takers, you can play with this. Let me react and see what happens. All right? Let's see what happens. Now, all of you are aware that the energies feel very chaotic out there. This sense of chaos, which is exciting. It always creates amazing successes in chaos. Chaos is what your universe is made of. We would recommend that you don't create a lot of chaos in your personal life, if you could avoid it. Now, a lot of you are feeling it in your life. on one level or another, internally, manifesting perhaps in your physical reality, your health, inability to sleep, one day exhausted, the next night you can't sleep at all. This is where you really want to be conscious of people all the time. You are getting to choose. And we would recommend that you be very proactive with your intentions to align yourself with the highest version of the people in your experience. Or the version that's more loving, more understanding, more straightforward, more whatever. Not to use this as a manipulation, people, but to be aware. More than ever before, we've talked about this and talked about this, that there are an infinite number of versions of you, and also of all the people in your experience. And that option, and that intention, is going to become more powerful than it ever has. And you have a choice to just let reality happen, or to be proactive. And we would recommend that you become proactive. Truly proactive. Now we're seeing more and more people come with intention. I intend to connect with the version of this person that this and this and this, that supports me, that feels love towards me, that, you know, where we can experience a lot of mothers and children and so on. Now, it may be paradoxical for many of you that you can set an intention to connect with a different version of a person. When we say different version, that person exists in time and space. How do you do that? Well, with intention for one thing and alignment of frequency for another. If you want to align with a higher frequency of someone, be the frequency you want to align with. Many of you are looking for mates. Oh, I wish somebody would call, or I'd meet somebody. And you meet somebody, oh, this is so boring. Well, of course it was. If you're whining about it, they're going to be boring. I'm excited and I'm determined. I feel it now. I'm sending out the love vibration. I'm loving myself. I feel good about me. I've worked on and healed and done this and done that. And I'm going to do everything I can to stay in the highest level of vibration that I can. Now, you're going to attract that version of the person that you may have some destiny things going on with, but certainly a much more likable version of them, one that you would actually pay attention to. Play with this. Don't be afraid of it. This is not the time to lock yourself in the house. And be afraid to go out there and play with it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And when, you know, you get out of your car and somebody's waving their fist at you, you pulled in the parking space I was trying to get at. Instead of the old way you would have reacted, what did I do to it? Oh, there, reality, don't like that one. All right, sorry. Respond, don't react. it'll slip away. All right, question.
Right, dear team, I have been watching the game play out in this reality over the last few years. The Cabal have had it their own way for nearly 2,000 years. They've molded our existence, always ensuring that we were thankful and in fear of them. This was done through war and religion. We've served them all this time, and they've done a good job in turning us into robots. It can be quite a painful thing in this reality. I would like direction from the team as to how we can go on living in this reality in this present time.
Oh, this is a good one.
Good.
All right. So here's our recommendation. Take your focus off the bad guy. Take your focus off everything that's wrong. And put your focus on what you choose and intend to create. We'll give you a visual. If you have something coming at you, we'll talk of this as a Lazarus piece, but it's very, very good. A standing wave. And it's of the dark. You want to use the dark, we'll use the dark. All right? Negative intentions, control, etc. What do you do to counter it? Point your finger, tell everybody how bad it is, which just puts everybody into a state of victim, helplessness and hopelessness. Or do you create a standing wave of light to counter this other one? And what is that standing wave of light? Joy, love, fellowship, personal empowerment, self-love, self-esteem, healing, all the crap, whatever it is that you're working on healing, so that you can love yourself more. So you have standing wave of light, standing wave of light. What's always more powerful? Light than the dark. Always, without question. This is not about beating it. Take your attention off the dark and put it on the light. And again, we're going to say to each and every one of you listening to this show, regardless of when you listen to it, you are so much more than you know you are. Your biggest job in this lifetime is to get in touch with that. And that's why healing has been critical to your evolution into the more of who you are. Critical. Because the more you release and let go of the old structures, the old beliefs about who you are. Forgive yourself. Forgive all the others that, well, if mom and dad would have, okay, they didn't. Obviously, you had a different plan. And most of you came in with pretty difficult childhoods. Absolutely certain that it would force you to seek the light, to seek your connection, to become more of who you are. So ultimately, take your focus on. You get to choose your version of reality. Choose the one where the hold isn't there. And we can hear your argument, but I see it. Team, don't you see? I can see it. You can see it because that's where your focus is. And the more that you intend, and we mean writing intention, really believing it, I intend to experience a version of the world where people are joyful and loving and seeking after a higher level of life and goodwill. And I intend to experience it daily in some fashion. You're sending this to the universe, right? The universe, a neutral quantum field. What you put out is what you're going to get back. For those of you that can grumble about the cabal and the Illuminati and all the rest, you're going to experience it in your reality. It's going to be glaring to you. And especially now, this election year, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. Fingers pointing and wagging. Make a choice. But make a clean choice. And this you're making for yourself and so many others because of who you really are, which is so much greater than you can possibly imagine. If we told you today what it was, you wouldn't believe it. In time, you will. Thank you for your question.
We have
another question.
Yes. If we're hopscotching on planet Earth, is it also happening on other planets and in the entire galaxy? I'd love to see an astrological chart for the beings who reside on Saturn, Uranus, or Pluto, etc., and Earth is on their chart, tweaking them, LOL. Anyway, the real question is, how are these changes affecting the universe overall, and how does the team see the bigger picture at play? And why is it not as confusing for the higher vibrating beings, or are they faking it like the rest of us? Love, Squirrel.
Well, if we knew this was Squirrel, all right.
Yeah.
All right, a change is taking place everywhere. We've talked about this before. Everything is increasing in vibration. As humans are raising up, so are all of the others. Now, the majority of them are already aware of parallel and other kinds of experiences. They're experiencing it in their way. Squirrel, we would recommend that you focus on you and what's going on Earth, because it really is the center of attention, as you are the inspiration. You, on Earth, are an inspiration to so many who look at Earth and say, geez, if they can do that, we can overcome these little blips and beeps. And astrological chart, very interesting comment. Please understand that Earth is very unique in the way that it is set up, as is your human consciousness and your response to all of the influences. Each consciousness has its own unique setup. Planet, if you will, whatever you would like to call it. Unique. Because you are genetically unique. Carrying a number of different the genetics of a number of different races. Therefore, these races are also studying you. Because they are benefiting by virtue of you being, in a way, hybridized. We're not talking abduction now. Genetically hybridized, incorporating genetics from a number of races. So in a way, we know you're going to hate this, you are their experiment. Now, we say this lovingly, and we say it tongue-in-cheek. What about God? God always is, always has been, always will be. Some of these things bump up against religious beliefs. We are aware of that. We are aware of that. But your creation stories are told in such a way that they can incorporate a variety. A variety of truth. It's not like God sat down with a wristwatch or some kind of timer that gauged the sun truly and created something in each day. It's a metaphor, people. Now, squirrel, we can tell you, you have been on other planets. You have seen it other ways. They're very excited, by the way, to see what's happening on Earth. Because finally you're breaking out of the bondage of limited third dimensional reality into an expanded version of reality that gives you choices and options that you've never experienced before. That's exciting. And they're having a grand time watching all this. So are we.
Playing hopscotch with us.
Sorry?
Playing hopscotch with us.
Well, in a way, yes. We're certainly doing it in our levels of support for all of you. Our levels of support for all of you. All right, Squirrel, thank you for the question. Next.
I was going to ask a question. We're almost done. I guess I have time. It's very quick. I just wondered if you could give us any guidance about, we keep hearing about developing community consciousness as well, and it seems pretty hard to be going through this time-space, things changing so fast, and actually having any community consciousness at the same time. Does that make sense?
It depends on your interpretation of community. What you're going to see over the next 3 years, Veronica, is disparity in what people are experiencing. You've seen a lot of similarity, and now you're going to start seeing whole new waves of what people are experiencing. New waves. Do you understand? Because everybody's experiencing it at their rate, in their way. Community may be a little more difficult.
Hmm.
All right?
That's what I was wondering.
If people are still dealing with a lot of ego stuff, they're going to have to, no, my way is right. Well, what about, no, this is what my guides are telling me. Your guides are wrong. Without realizing, you see, that each person is receiving what is most appropriate for their particular vibration and frequency based on what they are here to do and hold on Earth. Again, subjective reality, but it's going to be exaggerated, and you're going to see some magnificent things come if you can allow them. We warn you not to buy into doom and gloom. This is not the time to give up the ship on any level. Because you truly do not know what's going on behind the scenes. There are people making turns now that can have very positive impact on your planet.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on all that's been wrong, all that's been done wrong, is not going to serve anyone. Pointing your finger at the government and cover-ups and so on, when that energy could be used to create new, wonderful reality, which would be far more important, certainly more helpful to all of you, and to Earth herself, and to the cosmos. You all get to make these choices, and we're excited to see what you choose. Remember, there is no judgment. Eventually, you'll choose a way that gives you more joy, we hope. Don't get caught up in being right. Oh, that one can really... Be willing to be wrong and search for what's right. And know that what's right today may not be right tomorrow. Hang loose. Stay loose. Be careful of absolute. Play with it. Be more kind. Be more loving. Watch your words. You're going to find, all of you that are listening to this program, your words have tremendous impact more than ever before. Be careful how you use them.
And we'll have to draw to a close.
All right. Veronica, you want to talk about the show?
Yes, I'm just going to do a rerun next week. I'm not quite sure who, but I think it might be Mark Borax talking about 2012, since his astrological teacher and spiritual teacher is going to be on the following Tuesday at 8 o'clock talking about 2012. I thought it would be interesting to do that right now.
Wonderful.
At the 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and we're going to explore it.
All right, beautiful.
And Thursday we'll be back at 7 o'clock. Yeah.
Excellent. All right, how much time do we have, Rock?
About a minute.
All right.
Maybe not even that long.
All right, we'd like to work with all of you tonight. If you will call us in with helping you to see more clearly, we say that tongue-in-cheek as well, the opportunities ahead of you right now so that you'll get direct feedback in some very special way that you won't miss about how these parallel realities are popping in so that you can have some fun with it. And we're happy to work with you in the dream time. Call you into our conference, if you will. Dear team, please come work with me tonight. I welcome you. All right. We're happy to do so. We love each and every one of you so very much. Please remember that your contribution, who you really are, greater and greater and greater still than you can imagine. Accelerating right now. As you're awake, little by little, to the more of who you are. We love you all. Veronica, we love you as well.
And you.
Beth, we know you're in the background somewhere. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, we're on, right?
Still on.
Okay, great. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have fun.
Keep dancing.
Absolutely. Keep dancing, Ronnie. Love you. Good night, everyone. Much love to everybody.
And you too. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.